We're still in very early days of generative AI. For sales leaders, you want to make your sales organization or your go-to-market client-facing organization as productive as possible.
You're going to have a brand new experience for any customer-facing professional that comes in the product.
Welcome to Take the Lead, a podcast series that helps empower senior leaders with LinkedIn's data, insights, and information. Every episode, you'll hear industry experts share how they are navigating the ever-changing business and digital landscape.
Hi, everyone. This is Grace Carrison, and I lead LinkedIn Sales Solutions in Asia Pacific. We have a very special episode of Take the Lead, which is AI in the future of sales. In this episode, we'll embark on an exciting journey into the realm of generative artificial intelligence, in short, Gen AI. We are in a world driven by ever-evolving technology, and Gen AI stands at the forefront. We are poised to change the way we interact, create, and consume information, with Gen AI delivering the productivity promise for many sales organizations. Over the past 12 months, I've met with and presented to many business leaders across the region. And one of the top challenges that is often shared with me is around productivity. How do I help my sales teams be more effective? How do I help my sales reps be more efficient? With us today are two leaders from LinkedIn Sales Solutions who are driving our product strategy and initiatives. We have Neil Carey, who is Head of Product Marketing, and Greg Arnold, VP Engineering, who recently spent time with us in Australia to launch LinkedIn Sales Solutions Sales Navigator Gen AI features. A side note, by the way, Greg Arnold is literally a rocket scientist by background. He is the only person I know who have worked for both Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, separate to Apple. With this, both Neil and Greg will distill what is hype, what is real, and what is the opportunity when it comes to Gen AI. Enjoy now hearing from Greg and Neil.
Hi, I'm Greg Arnold.
And I'm Neil Carey. We want you to come away knowing how you should be evaluating AI products and how LinkedIn can play a role in helping expanding the productivity of your sellers across your organization.
Artificial intelligence is a field of encapsulating human capabilities into machine reasoning. AI is just a model. It's a model that helps improve your performance at being able to predict things. You might build a model, for example, to predict somebody's interest in your product based on their behavior, based on the behavior of other people like them. Generative AI is building a model based on a corpus of documents from all over the internet. And it just happens to be millions and millions of documents. So what separates generative AI from other models is that it's a very large language model. We're still in very early days of generative AI. And most of the use cases that you see are falling around two areas. They either help you consume information or they help you create the content that you seek to deliver. For sales leaders, you want to make your sales organization or your go-to-market client-facing organization as productive as possible. They're receiving email all the time. If I can automatically summarize the content of that email for you, I've made you more productive. If I can help you create a response to that email in a meaningful way, I've made you more productive and successful. So those are two primary use cases, early use cases for applying generative AI technology to sales use cases. Many companies have taken it a step further. Whenever you have an online meeting, you can automatically create a transcript of that meeting. You can automatically summarize or recap based on that transcript. You can generate the action items that came out of that meeting, store those to your CRM as tasks, or automatically generate a follow-up email to your customers based on that meeting. So these are assistive technologies to be able to summarize and create so that it makes better use of your time. Now, this is still very early days, so my advice is before you send anything back to a customer that was auto-generated, you review it yourself and you make sure that it captured things accurately and that you add your own personal touch to that email as well. Generative AI can be used poorly, and it will actually backfire if you just use it out of the box and you don't use it just as a resource to assist and augment your own performance. It's not a replacement to you. It's to augment your performance. We've got a long cycle ahead of us of transformation that's going to be based around this generative AI technology. We're just scratching the surface. Right at this point in time, the technology is back at the early stages of the internet. And it's hard to anticipate where it's going to go. If you think about it, the internet has transformed everything we know about how we interact. Generative AI will do the same. But these are very, very early days, and there's so much work in front of us to make this truly useful.
When it comes to LinkedIn sales products, we've got some great AI enhancements that are planned. When we're thinking about building new generative AI features, we really have to think about it in terms of how this is going to impact business productivity, right? You can build a lot of fancy Gen AI demos, but if it doesn't actually help drive efficiency or effectiveness or make your reps' lives a lot simpler, it's just not going to be useful. And so our whole idea of what we want to do with generative AI applications is, how can we simplify a customer-facing professional's life? How can we augment them to drive their effectiveness and make them be better at what they want to do? And then how can we think about automating some key tasks for them? So, you know, we're focusing on what we call the science of selling, which is those repetitive tasks that we know take up, you know, 68% of a salesperson's time. So they can focus on the art of selling, which are things like building out strong relationship maps or strategizing how they should actually engage with key stakeholders at an account. And so that's the framework that we're utilizing to think about our new generative AI features. And we're starting with a couple features that I'm really excited about. Our first one that's rolling out, and it's coming out at the end of this calendar year, is called Account IQ. We know top performers spend an average of 7 hours a week doing research, right? These are best practices that everyone should be doing if you're a top performing rep. We actually know poor performers, they don't actually spend a lot of time. And that's because it's hard to do, right? You have to do a lot of Googling, a lot of hunting and pecking, a lot of just manual work to find these key insights and information about an account. And so with this new feature, Account IQ, we're going to be able to just with one click provide a one-stop shop for these sellers that will give them everything they need to know about a specific account. So that then when they walk into a conversation or they're meeting with the CEO or a CXO or even a senior director or VP, they know what's top of mind in terms of business priorities, what's top of mind in terms of key challenges, what are they talking about on LinkedIn.com, and they're able to internalize that and have a much more productive conversation. So that's one feature I'm really excited about. There's one other feature that's coming down the road too, and that's what we're calling AI-assisted search. Our new AI-assisted search, which we'll be releasing at the beginning of next calendar year in 2024, is going to be part of the Sales Navigator experience. It's going to have a brand new experience for any customer-facing professional that comes in the product and helps guide them to the right answer in terms of finding the leads that they should be focusing on, which give them the best chance of success. We have almost 1 billion people that are on our professional network, and we know the movement of them, what's happening with them, when they're changing jobs, the job titles that are being changed. We have all this rich information, what they're talking about on LinkedIn, you know, if they're showing intent to buy for a specific product or service. And search is a salesperson's gateway. So we see it used all the time, and it's very powerful, but frankly, it's really hard to use. You know, there's over 40 plus search filters that you have to use with tens of thousands of options. And if you configure all the search filters in just the perfect way, you're going to get a jackpot of results, right? It's going to come out perfectly for you, but it takes a ton of work to configure it in the perfect way. And now with generative AI, we've seen this huge shift when it comes to the ability to interact with all this great data. We see it with ChatGPT, right? My 83-year-old dad is using ChatGPT on a weekly basis because it's natural, it's conversational. He can input anything in there that he wants and it'll give him a nice, succinct, summarized answer. So for us, we want to make the search experience like that too. We want to be able to say, listen, if you are a seller, just type in, find me new CFOs who moved to Hong Kong in the past 3 months, and we'll do all the work for you to actually give you the results you need. And we'll go even a step further to say, listen, if you don't want to worry about a sophisticated prompt here, you just want to put in an account that you want to focus on. Well, you just type in Microsoft. Now that's going to give you tens of thousands of leads, right? There's tens of thousands of employees at Microsoft. We're going to guide you down the path with a new assistant that will help you end up in the right place. So we'll say, listen, based off past searches that you've had, you might want to focus on this specific persona, which is, you know, VPs of marketing in the country of Australia. That's great. That limits it even more, right? That gets it from tens of thousands down to maybe hundreds of folks. But then we'll take it a step further and saying, listen, we've analyzed all of those hundreds of folks that have come up in search results. We actually see that, you know, about 15 of them are past customers. We know that because you're synced with CRM, and we can actually look into CRM and see they're associated with the past closed one opportunity. We also know that 40 of those folks you have a mutual connection with through your own company. We call those team link connections. So you can reach out and get a warm introduction. And then, by the way, if you're looking for icebreakers too, you know, we'll have information on them that we can share about what they've been talking about on LinkedIn, what their shared experiences and interests are. And that all comes to life through this new AI experience. For the most part, what we're seeing is that, you know, other players in the sales intelligence market space, they're really focused on offering email assistance, which is how can you help auto-generate emails? And this actually sounds really nice, I would say, in theory. But if you play this out and think about what this means in reality, it actually likely means there's going to be an increase in outbound emails. Gartner estimates that 30% of all emails will be AI generated within the next 2 years. And that's an incredible number of emails that are coming out that humans won't have a hand in actually writing. And it's going to be harder than ever to break through the noise. So it's going to feel spammy. It's going to be something that buyers won't react well to, unfortunately. And so we have to be careful when we're writing these AI generated emails or using these tools for automated email summaries that we're not chasing good after bad here, right? It feels good to actually be a little bit more efficient to do this, but are you going to get the results that you need? And is this a winning playbook in the long term? We're also seeing, you know, a lot of automated call summaries and next steps. So the ability to record a meeting and then have some insights on how that meeting went. I think this is really valuable. We're seeing, you know, tools such as Gong do a great job at this. We're also seeing a lot of other players in the space like Teams and Zoom start doing this as well. So you're going to see this be a lot more common. And then lastly, what I would say is that you're seeing some companies just use, you know, regular ChatGPT integrations, right? And I think it's important to actually judge this and be wary of this. If you don't have a model that we call fine-tuned, which means created and customized specifically for a persona or use case, you're just going to get generalized information, which may or may not be accurate. If you're able to have a fine-tuned model instead of just a generalized model here, you're going to get information that's really relevant to you as a seller, and that's going to be impactful and important. So when we're thinking about our own features and bringing them to market, and specifically, I'll take an example of Account IQ here. We're thinking about how can we actually tailor the insights and the information that we're providing to a seller. We're running it through our own model to make sure that the information that's being provided is relevant and it's trusted, right? And I think in sales more than anything, and I know from my previous experience as a seller, the moment I see something that I don't trust at all, it completely turns me off, right? I want to have control over what it is that I'm reading, what it is that I'm being recommended. I think that's really critical and important. And so for us, we want to provide that level of trust and that level of accuracy, make sure that what we're providing is relevant.
And adding to that, Neil, let's take an example. Let's say that you go to generic ChatGPT and you type in, what's the financial profile and strategic priorities for company X? Say that's Canva. If you use this generic language model as your source of truth and information, you will get dated and inconsistent and oftentimes incorrect results. So a lot of other tools and companies will use the language model as their source of truth. It's not intended for that. Instead, you should find your source of trustable data and then organize that into the language model to be able to produce something that's accurate and trustable. That's what differentiates LinkedIn, is we have the computational resources and the data to be able to combine with the language model into a solution you can trust.
Not all AI tools are created equal. And what's really important to acknowledge is what purpose are they serving here? So as we look across the landscape, we see a lot of different use cases and needs that are being served by sales technology providers. Our approach to our AI capabilities is really to think about how can we drive productivity for our customers and do it in a way that's trustable and accurate.